Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, you are joining us live here on the 6th of the 5th month, 2025. It is a Tuesday evening and the time is 22:06. My name is the Matriarch and I am your host for this evening. You can call me teacher. You can call me queen mother. You can call me the creme de la creme, the ultimate drip, the cherry on top, the icing on the cake, the whole cake. The table where the cake is chilling and definitely the tiles where the table, the cake, the icing and the cherry on top are chilling. How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, the idea behind our conversations here is to evoke an emotion out of you. It is to stir up something within you and to find that emotional backbone that you need to have. Ladies and gentlemen, we talk about everything and anything under the sun. There is no conversation that is too big, too small, too wide, and too narrow for us to tackle. Ladies and gentlemen, I am a firm believer in tackling conversations, one conversation at a time, or even 10 conversations at a time, as long as we are in alignment. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to talk, we need to talk, we need to talk, because if we talk, there are so many things that we can solve with just a conversation. It might not be a culture that we are used to, but I think that for the love of radio, we must have a culture of listening. So if we can talk and we can listen, then that is good enough. Ladies and gentlemen, the number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio in case something sparks your brain and wants you to conversate with the conversationalist. And here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for Monday and Tuesday, we are discussing confidence. We are not just talking about confidence, like, oh, confidence. We must say it. Confidence, confidence. CONFIDENCE. No, not just like that. We're talking about real confidence and what it means to you. We're talking about how you see it, how you hear it, how you perceive it. What is your definition of confidence? And if somebody says that you are confident or that person is confident, what is the first thing that pops to your brain? What is the first thing that comes to your thought? What is the first thing that you could possibly identify as something that is confident? That is what we're talking about. And we started off with a conversation yesterday and we started dealing with not having confidence. And part of not having confidence is having ill beliefs about yourself. Now, if you have bad beliefs about yourself, the identifier in that one is to really look at it and ask yourself, are these really my thoughts or are these the thoughts of others that I have now adapted and or adopted and made them my own, and I'm incapable of letting them go because I was told. There are certain things that we believe even though they are not true, simply because of the person that conveyed the message, how the message was conveyed, and how we received the message. So they are elements of lies, and they are elements of us taking up a victim's mentality or taking up a thought that might not actually be helpful to us and to our growth and to our self-esteem. And we run with it simply because secretly, somewhere, somehow, we are not fans of ourselves. And we have established that we are our biggest critics. It is written in the stars. It is what it is. We are our biggest critics. And in this criticism, we have a tendency of bringing in things that don't serve us and bringing in opinions that don't matter because they are not facts. And also we have a tendency of putting opinions, other people's opinions, on pedestals, and we are incapable of taking them off because we don't know how. Now, when we say a pedestal, right, it's like putting somebody at first place. You know how when people run and then there's the first place, second place and third place, and then you are put there at number one. That's like putting you on a high chair. So we put other people's opinions on high chairs, and we believe whatever is coming out of their mouths for various reasons. Sometimes we believe what we are told because we have self-esteem issues. We believe what we are told because the person that is telling us is somebody that we respect and we love. We believe what we are being told because sometimes the person that is telling us is somebody that hates us deeply. And we believe in things that people say because maybe this person has vast knowledge. We have a tendency of taking up everybody's opinions but our own. So we put ourselves in the back burner and we give them the front seat because how could you let somebody lay what I learned? How could you give them everything that we made? How could you call them all the names that you used to call me? How could you just forget about me? Like, how could you? You know, we look at everybody else and they matter. Even if they don't matter, they matter in their not mattering. It's like an atheist. I believe in nothing, but nothing is also believing in something because nothing is something. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in anything. Oh, okay. So you believe in nothing. So is nothing nothing or is nothing something also? Because that nothingness also accommodates and holds up space. So we love other people. Even their criticism stings better. Even their ridicule stings better and sits better than your own ridicule and your own demise, right? It all works out better when it comes to how we view other people. Now, this is why we are talking about it. We're talking about confidence because I have become of the notion that the word confidence is associated to good. The word confidence is associated to everything that is nice and wonderful. When we talk about confidence, everybody is, oh, I want to go to the interview with confidence. I want to speak to my parents with confidence. I want to go and give a speech with confidence. We associate confidence with everything good. And maybe it is high time we take confidence off the pedestal. Confidence doesn't have good or bad. Confidence is confidence on its own. It is not affiliated to the good feeling and the no feeling, the good touch and the bad touch. It is just confidence. Confidence in your abilities. So confidence is a feeling of being sure of yourself and your abilities. That is what confidence is defined to be. So if you are sure of yourself, that would mean that you know yourself or you know the version of yourself that you are presenting. You would be sure of what you are doing. So if you, darling graduate, are sure that you were not cheating through all the tests, you were not making other people do all the assignments, you did your work, you know your work, then you have nothing to worry about. And also, comparison is the biggest killer of dreams. It's the biggest murderer of dreams because we compare ourselves to people that we don't know. We can say that we know somebody, but as long as we're not them, we don't know them, right? And now you want to compare yourself to Sarah, and now you and Sarah are in a secret competition of which Sarah doesn't even know she's in a competition with you because you have laid down the ground rules for this competition. And you compare yourself to Sarah and that in itself breaks your confidence. Every single time Sarah wins, it breaks your confidence. And even when Sarah loses, that is a a confidence booster that is, that lays on somebody else's failure. So it is not definite. It is not something that is guaranteed. It is something that depends on Sarah's failure. And sometimes it even depends on how hard she falls and how hard she fails and how badly things are to make yourself feel better. But why do we have to tear people down in order for us to feel good? Why do we have to dim other people's lights in order for us to shine? Is it because we have this arrogance? Is it because we are timid? Is it because we have this superiority complex that I don't know if we were birthed with it? Some of us, or some we developed it, or it's a defense mechanism against pain. We don't know, but confidence is definitely not arrogance. Confidence is not a superiority complex. Confidence is not you looking down on others. I'm so confident in myself. I am the best. I am the cutest. I am the what? I am the what? Yeah. Okay. Okay. But how do you know that? Because at the end of the day, right, that thing called individuality, that is exactly what beats you. And that it beats you so hard and so fast, right? It's like an uppercut. You will never really see it coming in. When it comes, it fundas, my dear. It fundaulas everything. And you have no idea how to navigate around it because you didn't see it coming, because you underestimate your enemies, because you assume that nobody is capable of being your enemy. But you make enemies every single time that you open your mouth. You say things like, I am the best in the midst of people. You say things like, when I get there, the whole place just lights up. But the question would be, does it light up for you? Is that an emotion that comes out of you? Do you feel happiness when you come into a room and you feel like everybody lights up because of you? Or is it really just the truth? Is everybody happy to see you? And if you are indeed this wonderful person, then you can gloat on that. You can be grateful for that. You can be grateful for the fact that you walk through town and people want to say hello. People want to greet you. People want to be around you. That's wonderful. But your confidence must lie in the fact that you are sure of yourself and you are sure of your abilities, whatever those abilities are. Sometimes your abilities are so menial to others, but extravagant to you. So what are your abilities? Let's start there. What are your abilities? I know, matriarch, I have the ability to tell a joke. So if I'm going to walk around this world as a stand-up comedian, I would have to trust myself. I would have to trust that I can come up with a joke. Now, I can recite a joke right now and bam, it is what it is, right? Because I am confident in my abilities. Part of the confidence that we can also talk about is, there are two sets of rappers, right? Two sets of musicians. There is the writer and there is the freestyler, right? Bear with me here. There's the writer and the freestyler. The writer is somebody that orchestrates their words to perfection, to find rhythm and flow, to also correlate everything in conjunction with. Like, I'm listening to myself. I'm like, Anonda Jake. Like, Ozala. Okay, so a writer in layman's terms, a writer is somebody that doesn't just hear a beat or think of something and it's like, oh yeah, you know, I'm just going to, like, and then just start, right? A writer is somebody that goes down and must make sense of what is happening here with written word. So that's what they do. They write it down, and then they can now rehearse it in the way they want to execute it. They now rehearse it in the way they want to convey the message. Because if you are writing, for example, about aircon and glass, can't just go and say aircon and glass. It is a matter of really painting a picture, you know. With a writer, it's really painting a picture of, yes, I was down and under and in a breeze, and then I saw myself through a see-through thing, and then there it was. It was air on a con air, Nicolas Cage, you know, things like that. You're like, oh, wait a minute. Then if you had to dissect that, for example, because this is something that is thought of, it's written, you would have to now see the puns. You would now have to see the metaphors. You would have to see the punchlines as well, because it is orchestrated to perfection to some degree, depending on who your favorite artist is, right? It's really honestly dependent on that. So now you look at it. Okay, you were down and under. So where is down and under? Wherever it is that you're sitting laying, that's down and under. Okay. And then you looked across the hall, and you saw yourself through glass. And if you look at glass, glass is basically see-through. So maybe you were hollow and you saw yourself. It's just art is really honestly in everybody's interpretation. So if I'm interpreting like this, you might interpret it as something else. And you saw yourself through a see-through glass, meaning for you, you felt hollow enough to not exist. And then you felt a breeze because you were sitting under the aircon, and it was like con air. Con Air is a movie by Nicolas Cage where they were on a plane, and they were on a plane with a couple of prisoners, and it's like a movie of resilience. It's a movie of fighting. It's a movie of justice, you know. It's a movie of theatrics. So you look at that. It's like Con Air, Nicolas Cage, you know, Nicolas was in a cage like that. Then you see, oh, so that is a writer. Then you find the freestyler. The freestyler on the other side is whatever I can think of that rhymes and goes with the feeling, the flow and the vibe. And you just come up with, like, it's the beat plays and you're like, so I'm sitting here in the studio. Whoa. How? I could never be a freestyler because I'm too self-conscious about what I say. Like, I'm too self-conscious about what I say, and I do not have confidence in the flow. Right? Like, what if I flow funny? Yeah? Because it has to be, for me, it has to be intentional. As a person, it has to be intentional. Like, what I'm saying must be intentional. I must know what I'm saying. So now, what if I just go and add things like panado, yo, hola. I almost said the other word. Hola. You know? So there's a difference between these two. Now, both of these two have abilities, right? And that is why you would find, it doesn't mean that they can't do both. It means that they are experts in different fields. So a freestyle artist would wake up in the middle of the night, even if you wake them up at 2 a.m. and then you're like, yo, freestyle quickly, my dear. He can freestyle and it can sound like it was written, flow not written. Hey, you're like, why do you guys emphasize so much on flow not written? Not unless it was written. But anyhow, you find that this person can do it out of their sleep. And that is confidence. You can do it out of your sleep because you trust that this is something that you can do. You trust in your abilities as a person to execute this thing that you know that you are good of because you are sure of yourself as an artist. You are sure that you are a born artist. You know that me, nah, me, I'm an artist, man. Me, I can make any song, nah. I can make anything nice. And you know this about yourself, and that's why you are sure of yourself and you trust your ability. Now, trusting your ability is in everything. That is why we're talking about confidence, because I want us to look at confidence in its true essence.
Good evening.
I want us to look at confidence in its true essence as not something that is affiliated to good, not something that is affiliated to bad, even though we would like to use confidence as good and we would like to have it on the good side. It is just confidence. Confidence is alone. It is not linked to, yeah, I speak with confidence at when I'm addressing people, you know, like, which people are you addressing? Do you speak with confidence with your family also? Or is it something that you don't even think about because you associate it to tasks? Confidence is not good. It's not bad. It is just confidence. Just like you are just you. It's not that you are good. It's not that you are bad because you have different days. Now, when confidence has different days, it is used for good and it's used for bad. How do you know when somebody is using confidence for bad? Ladies and gentlemen, we speak about the duping situation. We speak about the churches. We speak about what is going on under our nose. We speak about what is going on under our nose. We speak about the false prophets. We speak about the ending days. We speak about these people that are fornicating with others in government parks. And can we talk about that? Is that not confidence? Is it not confidence to tell somebody with a straight face, right? Because we are not talking about manipulation, because obviously we are manipulating this person. We are manipulating this person into doing what we want. But in order for you to manipulate anybody, you have to do it with confidence. So that's why I'm saying that this is alone. It's not that confidence is something that is only used for good, right? We have to identify what confidence is. When we identify what confidence is, ladies and gentlemen, you will never look at yourself the same. You will build the confidence that you actually need, because right now the reason that you don't have confidence is because you associate confidence to winning. You associate confidence to good things. You associate confidence to, oh my goodness, I'm just going to do this with confidence. And you need motivation, apparently, and you need what to get up in the morning, and you need all these things in order for you to get to a point where you are confident. But everything in your life requires confidence, and you are already doing it. So I don't understand why some areas are shaky for us. Why are they shaky for us if we are living proof of confidence? Do you think that I don't have confidence? I have a whole lot of confidence. Think about it. I come to work every day to speak to millions of people. Is that not confidence? You would say like, no, but it's radio, it's different. But we're not the same. So I don't view radio as, oh, no, nobody can see you. It's not that. And even when it comes to visuals, for example, I go out there with confidence. Yeah. I go out there with confidence because I am sure of myself. I'm sure of myself as a presenter. I'm sure of myself as queen mother of the tribe. I'm sure. Yeah. And I trust my abilities. The reason I trust my abilities is because other people that I respect have trusted me with this and they told me I can do it.
Tired of being stuck in queues or left on hold? Our online sign-up lets you get the connection you need in just a few minutes. Simply head to paratus.africa/Namibia and press the online sign-up button. Then choose from our exciting ranges of fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE products. Fill in the application form and you're already done. Of course, you'll also enjoy free installation on your new package. Sign up online today to enjoy effortless connectivity.
Olio mnangeshifa ni wahara kushivifa oma akuroyo kupitira mohoriki radio station na weyo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahi tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahi tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Mukungule kwa tuko maikuto amina apiri kwa mavchaziva. Muvele kusema app atolo kasi nchavu kamso. Zakale liferire. Mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app. Mwikutwe kulimusie mba santo yengu yetuna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha, miencha farizwe, ikopa nye mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilini, kukopanya naha, mikuhasa nyali nzwila mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasfera sesfa ep ya imba, ze tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, smane kakarunga, Africans, nizengu zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-2358-063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalite.com. Muzive, nikufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, please take note that we're also going live. Hello, scruffy here and there, but it's a good day. It's a good day. It's a good day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about confidence. Now, when we speak about confidence, right, when we define confidence loosely, right? Not by psychiatric, not by philosopher, just ordinary us, right? When we define confidence, we say that it is a feeling of being sure of yourself and trusting in your abilities. Trusting in your abilities, being sure of yourself. Now, being sure of yourself is something that is a little off here and there, but it works. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to join us on the Facebook Live, just know that your girl is live on Facebook, because we are discussing, we are getting the message out there all everywhere. So the number in studio is 083-288-401. You guys can call in and we can have the conversation. So we're talking, before we went for our break, we're talking about false prophets, or we're talking about the notion under confidence. So now when we associate, when we think of confidence, right, we associate confidence to everything good. We associate confidence to wonderful. We associate confidence to this is spectacular. This is amazing. This is great. This is wonderful. I'm going to the job interview because, you know, it's like, I want to go and speak with confidence at the job interview. I want to go and do this with confidence. I want to tell people with confidence. I want to go and give my poem with confidence. We associate confidence with everything good, but confidence is not affiliated, in my opinion, is not affiliated to anything good. It's not affiliated to anything bad. Confidence just stands. Confidence is confidence, regardless whether it is good, whether it is bad. It's just confidence. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, beloved. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Why are you not speaking with confidence? Yeah, is that your confident voice?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really? Okay. I want you to describe yourself. If you would tell me about yourself, what would you say? What type of person are you?
Yeah, I'm a nice person. I'm nice.
Okay, so you are nice.
Yes.
Okay, so what is nice?
I'm kind.
Okay, but kind is its own word.
Oh.
Okay, so let's just say you are nice and kind. Okay, so what is kindness to you?
Kindness is when you show, kindness is when you show love to someone else.
Okay, so you go around showing love.
Yes.
To who?
Anyone, even strangers.
Even strangers, you just love them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But before we proceed, I wanted to ask something.
Okay.
I'm in Togo, but the signal, I don't know, did the channel change or something because it's been a while.
It's maybe just the frequency. We are still working on it. But right now, you can listen to us on the app. You can download the app and listen to us there. Or you can tune in live there on Facebook. I'm live there on Facebook.
Like now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm live there on Facebook. But I also want to ask you questions. So you say that you are a kind person and you are a nice person because you show love to everyone.
Yes.
Do you love yourself?
Yes, I do.
How do you know?
I take care of myself.
You take care of yourself?
Yes.
How do you take care of yourself?
I take care of my body.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I take care of my body. Plus, I do what I love.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. You do things that make you happy?
Yeah.
And you take care of the body that drives you throughout life. So you show yourself love.
Yes.
How do you show other people love? Do you also take care of their bodies?
No, I show them.
So you're not out there washing people, also personal hygienic people. So you're only hygiening yourself, but not others. Okay. So how do you show love to others?
Through kindness. Through showing kindness.
Okay, what was the last kind thing you did today?
Today.
Yeah. Hmm. You're a kind person. How do you not remember when you were kind? Again.
But for today.
Yeah, for today you were not kind. You don't remember being kind today?
No, I don't remember because I was at home for the whole day.
Okay, so at home there's nobody that lives there with you, you're alone.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm the answer, okay?
But you know what kindness is, and you know that you show love to everybody. So, what was the last kind thing that you did today? You were home all day, but you spoke to people on the phone. You didn't speak to anybody on the phone?
Yes, I spoke to one of my friends.
Okay. You spoke about what?
Let me say that I was kind to her by listening to her.
So, an act of kindness was listening to her? What? Continue? Yes.
Because she was telling me about something that happened with her, mm-hmm. with her, mm-hmm. with a cousin.
Yeah.
That she's in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
and that she needs prayer.
Mm.
Yes.
So, by listening to her and participating in the conversation, you're not just, but you were participating.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That is how you showed kindness to your friend. Who else? Yeah.
For the day, it was only her.
Okay. So you don't live with anyone?
I live with people, but... Maybe greeting them.
Is that all you did?
I think so.
You just said, hello. Did you wait and listen to their response or did you just go?
Yes, we didn't go.
Why? Is that kind?
It's not kind.
As long as you greeted somebody, you didn't even wait for me to say, oh, I'm not fine. Hey, then you can ask me, what's wrong? But you have time to listen to strangers from outside and their problems. But at home, you are a person that stays in the room all day. Don't talk to anybody. Because the people at your house, they are not interesting. It's an axe. It's an ask.
It's not that they are not interesting.
Eh.
Just maybe because we are used to each other.
Mm-hmm. So if you're used to somebody, you don't really care what they are going through.
Not really.
Why?
Because I will know by their facial expression or maybe the way they behave that something is wrong. Then from there,
So you'll guess. So if I become very good at hiding it, you'll never know.
Well, I'm used, maybe, for example, I'm used to you, then I will know.
Mm. From the way I make tea, that there's something wrong with me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I want you to practice what you say you are.
Yes.
Practice what you say you are. If you say that you're a nice person and you're kind, right? Then live by those things. Don't greet people and walk away because with strangers you don't do that. You must wait Good afternoon, ma'am. How are you? You don't just say, good afternoon, ma'am. How are you? Then you walk away. You are like, oh, no, I cannot just walk away. The person must give you a response. Because what if they say, I'm fine, and you are already 10 steps in front of them? Are you going to turn around?
Just because they said I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to must turn around and say, oh, that's good, even if you're going, right?
Oh, okay.
Okay, and if they say that they're not good, and you're already 10 steps in front of them, are you going to turn around and come back?
Ask them what is wrong.
How do you ask them what is wrong when you are 10 steps in front? When you have walked past them, you just said, oh, hello, ma'am, how are you? Then you just walk past. And then they say, I'm not fine. I want to kill myself. And you are already gone. Practice this kindness. Practice the kindness and practice the niceness that you say that you are.
Okay.
Practice it in your household. Practice it with everyone, not just the people that you think deserve it. Not just the people that you think are far away.
Mm.
You almost the church girl. Did you go to your parents?
No, I did not.
What happened?
I just decided to stay back here.
Okay, you decided to stay back there, but did you go to school?
Yes, I am going.
Okay. How is that working out for you?
It is all so far.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. No complications?
No complications so far.
That's good. What did the Swakop people say?
Sorry?
What did the Swakop people say? Because you're going to stay with them, isn't it?
The one.
Your parents. Yeah. I don't want to say your parents. I want to say the people most. What if they are listening? So we say the people.
They said nothing, but the ones for welfare. My stepmother refused now.
They refused for you to go live there?
Yes.
Mm.
Not refused, but then she said that she don't know about that. She don't know how to answer me that, whether I will go stay, whether I can go stay there or not.
Mm.
Apparently, she don't know.
Mm.
Then I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from there. But then so far, regarding my schoolwork, everything is okay. It's in order.
It's in order now?
Sorry?
It's in order?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Before I let you go, what do you think confidence is?
Confidence, believing in yourself. That's it.
Okay.
That's what confidence is.
What is believing in yourself?
Listening to your inner being.
Okay, listening to your inner being. Now, what if your inner being is saying that you must do bad things?
No, the good ones.
But who told you that confidence is about good things?
That's how I know it.
How do you know it? Like, how do you know that? Okay, how did you come to a point of knowing confidence to be associated to good things?
Okay, let me say confidence is that, when you have that, I don't know now, how can I explain? Yeah, it's true that confidence can be in a bad and a good way. you can be also be, you can also be confident in something that is bad.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been confident in something that is bad?
Not really.
Have you ever been wrong?
Yes.
How did you feel when you were doing the wrong thing?
While doing it.
Yeah, while doing it. Before doing it and while doing it. Because after doing it, you felt bad because it was wrong. But before doing it and after you and during doing it, how did you feel?
While doing it, I knew it was wrong. I was doing it. The way I felt was while doing it. Yeah. I cannot answer that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe you were confident.
While doing it.
Yes! Yes! Because, or let's go with something that you don't know is bad. And you do it. Are you not doing it with confidence? Eh? Full confidence.
Mm-hmm. But then I don't know that it's wrong.
Yes. That's why we're saying that. I think many of us don't really understand the concept of confidence, because we all associate confidence to good. But truth is, confidence stands on its own. Confidence is neither good, neither bad. It's just confidence. It is the feeling of being sure of yourself, right? And your ability. Now, if you are being sure of yourself, right? Then this means like, yeah, I can do this, man. Eh? That is surety. I can do this. And, being sure in your ability is like, okay, so I know how to do this. I know how to do this. So this thing that I'm going to do, right, must work. So if you say that I am going to be the person that answers the phones at Eagle FM, you are going to be like, okay, I know how to speak, right? I know how to speak. I know all the packages that are there. So yeah. And then your ability is the fact that you have the capability of speaking, and you have the capability of explaining things the way they are, and also answering questions. That's confidence right there. But confidence is also, eh? Me telling you that you must give me all your money. Hmm? Because let's look at the scamming situation, right? Nobody is ever scammed by a person that doesn't have confidence. This person must have confidence, guys. Eh? Kucha, no, meme. This ATM card is not yours. It's written your name, but it's not yours. Because my name is also this name. And you're like, nah. Yeah, like, okay. Hey, but they have to scam you with confidence. So, is confidence really just this good thing? Believing in yourself that you are the best person. You are amazing. You are made in God's image. Nah? All right, my dear. Thank you so much for calling, but you can go and catch us there on live.
Okay, then.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ciao. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, today is the 26th of the 5th month, 2025. It is a Tuesday evening and the time in studio is 22:55. Ladies and gentlemen, for that, those that have just joined us there, you know, most I'm still learning how to navigate between the two.
the two social media, the two medias, the two frequencies. So I see you. I recognize your presence and I'm so grateful. Hi. How you doing? So we're talking about confidence. What is confidence? Now, when we talk about confidence, the thing that I've realized that we do as people is associate confidence to good things. Excuse me. Winter is coming. We associate confidence to good things. Every time somebody talks about confidence, we talk about confidence in a sense of, yeah, I want to have confidence when I go and speak. I want to have confidence when I go and do what for the job interview. I want to do this with confidence. Confidence is so many times affiliated to good things that it is the thing that is holding us back. I believe it's holding us back because we associate it to good things and we don't think we got it because it's not something that we apply when we are doing good things either. We associate it to good things, but we don't apply it when we are doing good things. But yet our day-to-day lives are an expression of confidence. Imagine that. So you say that you have self-esteem issues and you think that you are what, you think that you're not pretty, but yet every single day you go to the shop, how? With that face, how? How do you go to the shop with that face if you don't have confidence? Like, I don't understand. I don't understand why we are not incorporating some of these words into our existence, into our day-to-day activities, and fully understanding that we are it. This is it. Time to Zimbuka is now. We are in it now. We are confident now. So you have these self-esteem issues like, oh my goodness, I'm too thick and, or I'm too thin, or I'm too tall and I'm too short and I'm too dark and I'm too light. You have all these insecurities, right? But yet, every day you show up to work. Is that not confidence? Every single day you go to the shop and show your face. That's not confidence. Every single day you are going to meet up with other people and potential clients, etc. And you say that that's not confidence. You still say that you lack confidence. How do you lack confidence when you exist? How do you lack confidence when you're not only existing, but you are going through the motions of life? You're doing everything that, like, literally take this as your motivational speech for the rest of the week that must motivate you and just drag you through the week as you are doing brilliant. You are already doing the whole confidence thing that you keep looking for. All of us, not all of us, but all of us, I will include all of us. All of us assume that motivation is something that you go and find. That, oh, I just need. I need someone to come and motivate me. Motivation! Motivation! I need you to come and wake me up so that I can be motivated to go and write this test. I need you to come and motivate me so that I can go and get this money. Like, if you have just run into me for the very first time, we like the guala, the guap, the dinero, the cash. Okay? So our thing is money. It's money. We like it. We like it. We'd rather cry in a BMW or Mercedes Benz than a bicycle. We would rather, if we had our way, that is how we are going to cry. Like, we would rather cry with $200 as tissues than a toilet paper. Or even push it out with our sleeves. No, we're not doing that. So, if we are talking about confidence, all of us assume that we must go and find motivation somewhere. We must go and look for it somewhere and grasp it. Motivation, but you must come and help me so that I can come and write this exam so that I can graduate and go into my things. Please motivate me. Motivate me so that I can run. And then I can run and into the Paralympics. Motivate me. We think that motivation is something that we go and pick up from the streets, like the way we pick up our lovers. Them up from the street. I'm a little unorthodox. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You get the hang of it. Don't worry about it. I will grow on you. You'll learn to love me. I'm one of those growers. You'll learn to love me. But anyways, we We assume that motivation is something that we go and pick up from the streets. And this motivation is now that the one that's supposed to come through. And ooh, now I have motivation. And then with this motivation, I have the motivation also to be confident. And then we think that, oh, it's something that is linked to each other so that I can do great things. In order for you to go and do great things, my dear, you must just wake up. That's it. Wake up, go and do what you have to do, and that's it. That's it. You don't have to feel any kind of way, you just have to do it. Because if we are looking at confidence, we have to be the embodiment of confidence. We are confident. How can you say that you are not confident, but yet every single day you talk to strangers? Do you know how much skill and patience that takes? Yeah, but matriarch, it's only one stranger that I'm dealing with at a time. Stranger nonetheless, isn't it? And you spoke brilliantly. You made them understand exactly what they needed to do. They even tipped you for it. And you're telling me that I'm just not a confident person. Honey, everybody's confident because we are walking around, ne? With features. Everybody looks at themselves and then they think that this is, it's either your hairline or your eyebrows or something. There's something that you would, if you could, of which other people have done to go and make themselves look perfect, right? If you could, you would change it. But nonetheless, you have accepted it. And you walk around with whatever it is. So you and your bald head, you're walking around there. You and your ngwara, you're walking around there. Have you? I've always asked myself, these tatties that start balding, right? Losing hair. And they keep it. Like, keeps the whole hair growing. And then here, like pokati. There's no hair that's growing there. But they are still rocking the rest of the hair. Like, how? How do they just, wow! How do they just come out of their houses? Go to work? Live their lives? Have side chicks even? On top of that, a wife at home? Side chick also? Eh? Not, it like, wow! Is that not confidence? That's confidence. Every day we are living proof that we are confident, and yet we want to downplay it as if we're not confident. Because, I mean, somebody told us that confidence looks like this. Confidence is supposed to be like this, and we can't be confident unless confidence is going to be got there, and then we must take it in. So we are every day on self-help channels. Like, let's talk about confidence today. Okay, guys. So I want you guys to pick yourselves up, and I want you guys to give yourself 20 high fives, and I want you guys to toss around and then lay inside a bath with bubbles and milk and honey. And that's how you're going to come out of there, and you're going to be confident. Do you know that the only thing that is confident in that is how the person is conveying the message to you? They're conveying it with what? Confidence. Confidence cannot be good. It cannot be bad. Confidence stays on its own. And you can now affiliate it to whatever you want to do. So now you have to look at confidence and ask yourself, okay, so this confidence thing, right? Because I'm battling now. I'm battling with self-esteem issues. I'm battling with self-worth issues. I'm battling with confidence issues. But how do I curb it? How do I now, ne, just uppercut it and put it in a grip and just, you know, just live my life, man? Because we are living most in prisons of our own minds, because we tell ourselves things and we believe these things because somebody along the way said this thing, and we now no longer scrutinize facts and opinions, and we take up opinions as facts, and facts are facts, but we don't look at facts anymore. We look at opinions and then we glorify opinions. It is your opinion, not mine. Everybody is allowed to have one. But it is up to you to believe an opinion. It is up to you to choose which opinion actually serves you and which opinion is just an opinion and it stays just there. If somebody tells you that, no, you could never do that, that is your opinion. And you are entitled to your own opinion. You are entitled. It is your fundamental human right to have an opinion. As long as your opinion doesn't come and step all over my human rights and make it seem like it's a fact. So, the only thing that is confident in the self-help mechanisms that are being put out there is the way the message is being put out. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to me, you're watching me, because I'm speaking with white with confidence. I'm selling you something. You cannot be a salesperson without confidence. Yeah. Nah, cannot. Why? Because you have to sell it. You have to make sales. But what you don't realize is that everybody's a salesperson, because every day we are selling ourselves. We're selling ourselves to our jobs. We're selling ourselves to our market. We're selling ourselves to our children. We're selling ourselves constantly. We're always on that pedestal of, you know what? I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my best, and you must either accept it. Even if you don't accept it, it's okay. But I'm doing my best, right? And you say that that's not confidence. Ladies and gentlemen, confidence is not good. It's not bad. It's just confidence. Confidence is being sure in yourself and your abilities. So if you just graduated and you're out here thinking, oh my goodness, I need that confidence to go to the interview, you must ask yourself things like, okay, do I know the work? No. Then that's the problem. It's not that you don't have confidence, it's because you don't know the work. That's why. You don't need confidence. You need to know the work. Because the minute you know the work, the confidence comes. Because you are sure of yourself. So if you were the ones that do my assignment, maybe just go read through those assignments so that you actually understand the assignment, so that you know the work. So that when you apply for a job, you're less nervous. You're less nervous, you're less anxious, you're less scared. You're less panicky, fidgety. You're less everything bad. Because you are sure of yourself. It's being sure of yourself, right? That's it. Being sure of yourself and your abilities. What are your abilities? I have the ability to type, because you are applying was for receptionist. I have the ability to type, man. I know that I type fast. I know that I can do this. Then why are you not confident? Yeah, it's because my self-esteem. Ha-ha. It's not because of your self-esteem. It's because there's something there. What is it? Figure that one out. Ne? Then you walk in confidence. Now, ladies and gentlemen, okay. This one is a little messed up, but we're going to use it anyways. We have already established that confidence is not good. It's not bad, right? One example of confidence, right, is the guy that's waking up at night to go and break into somebody else's house and go and steal their things. Would you do that? No, that is a thief. Okay, that's a thief. It's a thief that's doing it with what? With confidence. Why? Because they trust in their abilities and they are sure of themselves. If you want to see confidence, you have to look at all these people that have been dubbed criminals or people that are under investigation. If you want to see what confidence looks like, you have to look at somebody that is in a position of being known as a thief or a bad guy, but they look great. And also, what did they do all the time? They just did it with confidence. Now, Namibia is suffering a pandemic. The pandemic is called false prophets. Yes, I'm talking to you guys. Don't switch off. Let's just finish. Maybe you might learn something about your pastor. How? So, there is this thing of the false prophets, right? The guys that are spraying people with doom and whoosh! They said that the demons must come out of you with doom, so we are going to doom you, and then you must lay down, and then we're going to step all over you, and then all of that. Then you must bring your panty to the church so that we pray for your uterus through your underwear and your juices. Eh. What does the prophet or the pastor have that can convince you, an educated somebody, a smart somebody, a street smart somebody, a con artist in your own right, master manipulator in your own right? What does the pastor have that turns around and makes you, right? There was this article that came out, I think it was 2 years ago, where a nurse decided to resign from work And first of all, she was hearing demons, whatever. I mean, sorry. She was hearing demons and she was being terrorized by spirits and what in her home. So she was done and work was not going good apparently, and she was done, right? So she woke up one day and then she started going to church. Now this church is revival. It is, we'll bring your love back. We'll bring your heart back. Thank you. Brrr. Woo! Yes! You know, I understand why people go to revival churches, because there is a sense of love there. There's a lot of love there. It's not like the traditional churches, or we can't even say traditional churches because that's a conversation for another day, but we'll use it simply for the sake of argument today. The traditional churches are a bit too quiet. They are quiet, and sometimes you need to shake your soul. You need to shake your heart. And sometimes you need to know that you are alive, and you cannot know you are alive when you guys sing like this. Jesus yambeka onkalo yakwetu yayapulwe. Jesus yambeka onkalo nyanyu opolitandele. Shiri wetu peshawana. Now, you can't revive anybody's spirit with that one. I know. But if you're doing when Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. Like you're dissing the devil kind of vibe. Like that one. Because even those that go to the traditional churches on cleaning days, they're all playing worship songs. Hallelujah. It's open something, eh? It revives, right? So I think that sometimes that is exactly what we need. And we need to be in a space where we can just let loose. So I understand why people go to revival churches, okay? So now this woman was going through the motions in her home. She's going through the motions in her life. I think at some point there was a dumping situation and life was just not ayoba, and it was depressing. It was what. And then she decided to go to the church. And when she went to the church, eventually she became a member, like the kind of member that the pastor notices, right? Because, like, I don't know, eventually, because I think I'm maybe just not significant enough, because I've gone like a couple of times to revival churches. Nobody really calls me to come and say like, yo, so how much you make? There by Eagle FM. Like, how much is there? How much do you make? Nobody calls me to go and ask nothing. Yeah, I just go to church and I come back. The only person that say hi is your neighbor. Say hi, neighbor. Hi, neighbor. That's it. We just come out. But then some people become targets. Some people become targets of these prophet people, these pastor people, right? The papas, the mamas. They become targets, but I don't understand why. Maybe it's because they take their problems to the altar or I don't know, but they do become targets. So eventually at some point, when the counseling was happening and the church going was happening, they started having conversations, and it started with the tithe. Like, you know, you must give your whole salary. I don't know how somebody can convince you to give your whole salary. Your whole salary means that you are not paying for utilities. You are not buying shoes. You are not eating. You are not having electricity. Whole salary means whole salary. Né? So I don't understand how somebody can convince you to give up that so that you can be walking, so that you don't have kabaki, and expect you not to be depressed when you are walking to work and you are kabaki. So your kabaki doesn't even have anything. So let's relax on the kabaki. Like, you are walking, drinking water, because your water is about to be cut off because your whole money goes to the tzats. Okay. And apparently those are acts of love. I don't know, man. I don't know. Love is kind of wild out there. Like, your kind of love is a little wild for me, but okay. So, it started with give the whole salary. It started with your tithe, you know, you'll get double back. You'll get double back. And then it came to a point where, the conversation was around, you must just resign. Resign from work because there's somebody there that is bewitching you and they are demons and they are what? And the patients that are there, I think she was a sister or something. Yeah, she was a nurse. And I think so. So it's just, yeah, these people are doing what? Resign. Okay. And then she resigns. Like, I don't know. I don't know what kind of voodoo you got to make me resign. Ne? But it must be some magic voodoo. Because, whoa. Which I get for starters, I'm already not eating because I give my whole money to the church. Mm. Contributions. Or is it contributions? Denge, it's ongalo. And then now I must resign from work that gives me the money for the contribution. Like, you don't want the contribution anymore, church. What? Like, who's that? But okay. Then she was told, resign. And then she resigned because, you know, Papa said you must resign. And then the money came. So if you know anything, is this money, this package that you get from government, you know, when you have been working, they deduct it from your money every month for the many, many years that you're working. And then bam, then it goes and birth interest somewhere. And then bam, then it gives you like money, like bam, you know, like 390K or something like that. That's how much you got. Apparently, allegedly, you know, opinion, allegedly. And, then she was told that, you know what? In order for you to be blessed, you need to take out all the money out of the bank. So I can't fathom it. You get up, you get dressed. You can't even really take a bath because the city cut because you have not paid in months because all your money goes to the church. But okay. So you do the cowboy bath, Mera, because, whoa, And then you do the cowboy bath, and then you stand up, and then you go and say, hello, FNB. hello, FNB, I want all my money for the pension. I want my money. Then they give you all your money, right? Because they're not in the business of holding your money hostage. They give you all your money, in a kanjato. You are even in a kanjato, my dear. And then from that money, I'm assuming you have to take taxi money because you don't have any money because your money has all been going to the church anyways. You take taxi money from that money. Then you put it in a briefcase. And then you go and leave it at a tree. So that you can be blessed. Now, my question is, what kind of demons are you facing that can make that your life? That can make it seem like that is a good option. And why is it that people in the medical field, right? People that have seen sick people that have seen people with sicknesses from all spheres, they don't believe in the things that they are doing at the hospital. How? Because that looks like depression to me. Like, did you go to psychiatry before you just decided that Papa is right? Because we would rather be witched than acknowledge that we have mental disorders. Like, no. Mental disorders are for other people. Mental disorder for matriarch them. Other people? Not me. I don't understand that, but it happens a lot. Just like the ones that are quote telling you when you're going to give birth to a beautiful baby, they are telling you things like, open, open, when you were laying there, it was open, open. Hey, those ones, they are the same people with only one child. Why? If it's such an easy thing. Why? Why are you only having one? Why? They just only have minimal children because I know they know birth control. It's that they are scared. And they also never go and give birth in the same places where they work. Yeah, I'm talking to you people that work at maternity. They don't give birth there at the maternity ward because they don't trust their doctors. They don't trust their own people. I thought, you don't trust the public schools. Your children must go in school at private. It's like, I don't understand. You don't trust the health system. That's why you go to private doctor. But you are civil servant. That you say, hey, you are, you, How? Why are you guys not going to the state? But anyhow, So she leaves her money at a tree. And she walks away. Like, and she's told, don't turn back. Like the person in the Bible, like, was it Luke's wife? Eh? Don't turn back. Otherwise, you're gonna turn to stone. And then Miguel turn around most. Because, I just need to know, why are they screaming? Because, nosy Nancy, she needs to know why the people at the back are screaming. Because God said, walk out. Eh? Walk and don't look back. She just needed to know. I just need to check something. I need to check something turned into stone. Now she turned into a whole stone. She turned into a whole stone. Because she looked back. So this girl was like, I believe in the word. I'm not going to turn back and turn into stone. I'm going to keep walking. And she kept walking and she kept walking. And at some point, she woke up like, wait a minute. This doesn't seem smart. Wait a minute. And then she turned around and the briefcase of cash was gone. You know, the demon or whoever came to collect it. And now it's a story of, yeah, but they tricked me. Okay. They most probably did trick you. But what did they have? The whole time they had confidence. And that is why I'm saying that. You can't associate confidence to good. We are looking at it wrong. We're looking at it from the perspective of confidence is something that you must go and get. And in order for you to go and get confidence, you must also have motivation. It's like an endless list of things that you must go and get in order for you to be the person that you want to be, because the world has told you that you are not worthy the way you are, right? The world has dubbed this thing on you. The world has knighted you, embody, of not being good enough. So you always have to do something, to do something, to do something, to do something, to be extra, eh? So that you can get what you want, right? But the truth is, confidence stands alone. Confidence can be used for good. It can be used for bad. How do we know? Because that pastor, that prophet, didn't only use manipulation. And even if they only used manipulation, ladies and gentlemen, in order for you to manipulate anybody, you have to be confident. You have to be confident in your manipulation. You have never seen a scammer, right, speaking without confidence. How do you guys get scammed? For starters, you get scammed with confidence. When my dad passed away, my Kwambi dad. When my dad passed away, right? There was a guy that called. He had a senior voice kind of thing. So already, that's a tactic. Because senior voice, you're already saying, hap cuckoo, you know, because we respect in you, African child. It's not gonna leave you. So, hey, you know, oh, man. Zakaria, what your friend there? And just my friend, Zakaria, man. Yeah, it's my friends. Like, I was like, oh, my condolences. Like, yeah. Yeah. Like, okay. Like, okay. Cool. I'm going to send you money to help contribute, right? This is confidence, by the way. If you're looking at me on the screen and you're like, but she just looks sad. That's like, that's not sadness. That's me pretending to be sad with confidence. I'm pretending to be sad with confidence. Guys, wake up. I'm pretending to be sad with confidence. That's the whole idea behind this confidence conversation. Is that clearly we can do it with anything, guys. Why don't we intentionally choose to do it for our betterment? Why don't we intentionally choose to walk in confidence? Because we are walking in confidence already. Do you think that it's easy to be you? It's not easy to be you. I see your struggles and I see your pains. I see the things that you're going through. I know it's not easy, but you get up every day. You get up every day and you keep fighting. Is that not confidence? Being sure of yourself that, you know what, I'm going to try again today. I'm going to try again and then I'll see. I have faith, man. I know who I am. I know who I am right now. That's confidence. So this man is like, and then, right, he sends a message, and it is the FNB message. and it's written like 4,000. And I was like, oh, contribution, right? Because fair, yeah, spoke with sadness. He was confident in his sadness. So he calls back, he's like, whoa. Oh, I made mistakes. I made mistakes, big one. Eh, we cannot take it. Oh, I sent all 4,000. All 10 of them. 4,000, all 10 of them. But I was only supposed to send 2. So, can you say, are you having FNB so you can send for me back the 2,000? Eh? So that, oh, you, the other 2,000, you can just keep it. That one is for the funeral. And I'm like, yeah, of course I do. Like, absolutely, I do. Yeah, I have it. I absolutely have it. I'll just do it when I settle down. And then after 5 minutes, it's like, okay, after 5 minutes, you are settled down. You are settled down already. Confidence. Like, I'm like, oh, Tatekuru, because I have to go to the hospital because I'm pension and I need that money because it's my pension money. And I'm like, oh, Tatekuru, okay, cool. And then, right, with confidence, me, the beloved matriarch, with confidence, I go into my phone and then I copy, right? And then I erase the 4 and then I put a 2 and then I copy this text and then I send it back to him and then I said, did you receive it? With confidence. Trying to scam me. You cannot scam a scammer. Yeah? Serious. And he's like, no, it's, you must send through FNB. I'm like, but I send it just the way you send it, Tate Mateo. I thought that's what we're doing, Tati Mateo. Confidence. And then they went and hit my aunt because we were grieving. The whole family was grieving. And then the person was in the newspaper. So the whole family was grieving. My dear, when my aunt came to 4,000, 5,000, she said, whoa. She first sent the 2,000 and then later on the person called back and said, Kusha, no, you know what? Just send back all my money. And she's like, okay. And I was like, wait a minute. And then she was scammed. But one thing that both these people had in common was confidence. You have to have confidence. If you're going to be doing something, you have to do it with confidence. Like, you have to be sure in your abilities. What would be not confident is you calling and saying, your father was my friend. I would ask, like, was he your friend or, you know, cause I don't know. I don't know because you're not, are you asking me a question or are you telling me? Like, your father was my friend. Like, I don't know if he was your friend or not. Like, you should tell me. Because, So, the way you speak, Moss, it's not just the way you speak. I don't even want to give you tips, right? I don't want to give you tips on how to be confident because I believe that you are already doing it. I believe that you are already confident. I just need you to step into the element. There is no right and wrong way in existing and living, right? The fact that you get up despite everything that has been done to you, that has happened, everything, right? That's confidence because you are sure of yourself. It's a feeling of surety and you trust in your ability. Even if your ability is not to make money, but your ability is to breathe and you trust in it, then there is an element of confidence. I want us to look at confidence in its true essence without affiliating it to good and to bad and to doing something outside of ourselves. That's why I don't want to tell you that. No, you have to speak it. You have to speak it like this. You must put your chest out. That's why I don't want to teach that because I believe that whatever way you are existing already, that's confidence. Because the world is such a cruel place and the world is so cold and somewhere, somehow we are still out here. then we must be doing something right and something with confidence. We're getting up every single day. Do you know how bold you have to be to go on a Facebook Live without makeup and hair that you are attempting to take out? You have to be bold. But because I want to get what I have to say out there, regardless. And what I have to say out here, regardless. Right? I do it. Why? Because it is what I'm supposed to do. I am supposed to go the extra mile for my audience. I'm supposed to go the extra mile for you. And that is the standards that I put for myself. Like, I will go the extra mile for my people. Are you asking? Are you telling? I'm telling. Right. Confidence. It's not that I'm out here thinking like, oh my goodness, creme de la creme, ultimate drip, cherry on top, icing on the cake, the whole cake, I'm the table where the cake is chilling, and I'm definitely the tiles with the cake, the table and the icing are chilling. How about that? No. It's because we have to do what we have to do, and that is confidence, right? Do you think that it's confident for you to come here? Like, do you think that you lack confidence? You come here and you watch, and there are other people watching also. Confidence. You come and you comment and you say your say. It's confidence. You come and be a number. Confidence. You exist. Confidence. It's not good. It's not bad. It can be used for good. It can be used for bad. It can be used for good by the person that is scamming you, because in order for them to scam you, they have to be confident, because even you can spot nonsense a mile away. Imagine getting into an airplane. And the pilot comes to the front, comes out of the cockpit, comes to the front and says, good afternoon, ladies, and people, and I mean, gentlemen, my name is Elizabeth from Eagle FM, and I'm going to fly us. I'm going to take us to Cape Town, hopefully. And I'm your pilot for today, ne? Okay, guys. Good luck. Are you not going to get out of that plane? What is the problem? Because this person is not sure of themselves, and they don't trust in their ability. Because if they did trust in their ability and they were sure of themselves, then this is not what they would say. So, even if we are looking at what the person is saying, we must look at how the person is saying it and why the person is saying it. But in most cases, right, you never say anything without confidence when you know it. So maybe our issue is not confidence. Maybe our issue is knowing what we are doing to the T. There is never a criminal that breaks into your house and finds you guys there, and the person is like, oh my, sorry, so you guys are home. Wait, just lay there quickly while I compose myself. Like, you are gonna beat up that person if the person is doing it like that. Because one, you are not sure of yourself. You're not sure of yourself. And you don't trust in your ability. Like, you don't know how to rob people or what. Eh? You don't know how to do it. The guys that went to go and rob a service station broad daylight, right? What do you call that if not confidence? Because whoa, robbers are supposed to be operating at night. Eh? And you are doing it in broad daylight. Why? Because you are confident of whatever you are doing. Confidence. What do you say to the person that walks into the room, right? And they're about to take your heart out of your chest, put it over here, put a pacemaker inside your heart or whatever. I don't know the procedure, but I'm imagining it's some wild stuff, right? Or maybe they just put it inside your chest. We don't know, né? But I'm imagining some wild stuff. Let's go with liver, man, because now it's like I'll confuse you people and you'll be like, is that what they did to my mom? No, I'm not a doctor. Ooh. No, I'm just guessing. Ooh, opinion. Let's say, what do you think of the guy that walks in and this person is about to cut you open, take out your liver and put a new liver? Are we not looking at them saying that, no, nothing's going to happen, like we're going to do it? Confidence. But the person that's like, so what are we doing today? How? Are you sure of yourself? Do you trust your abilities? And that is where we start asking questions like, how many surgeries have you done, Sergeant? This is my first one. I don't want to be your first client. Because even if I was your first client and you are coming in with a demeanor of, I know what I am capable of and I am sure of myself, then I will allow you to test your skills on my body. Because you trust you and I can trust in your trust that you have for yourself. That's it. But you guys are walking with your heads down. You guys are walking as if the world done beat you up. It did beat you up. But you're outside. Do you know how many people are stuck inside their houses? They can't get out. And it's not because of chronic. Okay, it's some of them are illnesses. Excuse me. It's not because of chronic illnesses like severe anxiety or depression or something like that. It's really just, or maybe it's that, but it's real and honest fears. Like I can't get out at all. I can't. But you are doing it every day. Is that not confidence? Is that not confidence? Believing in yourself. I believe that I can go to work. Eh? I believe that I can make this count. I believe in this my show. I believe. So that is what confidence is. So maybe, just maybe, right? We should look at low self-esteem. Low self-esteem is the thing that deprives us from confidence. But low self-esteem is the thing that deprives us from confidence. It's the thing that takes away our zeal for life. Like, So we say characteristics of low self-esteem. Typically, a person with low self-esteem is extremely critical of themselves. We are the biggest critics of ourselves. We criticize ourselves constantly, so much so that nobody even has to criticize us because we criticized ourselves already. But why? Why are we criticizing ourselves? Some of the negative beliefs that we have of ourselves are not even our own beliefs. These are beliefs of other people. But yet, we want to adopt them to be our own. Why? Why do we want to adopt them to be our own when they are really not our own? Because we have believed them for such a long time that along the way we forgot that they weren't even ours to start with. So now you, winner, you are told that you're not pretty, and then you believe that you ain't pretty. And you go through life saying that, I'm not pretty, I'm not pretty, I'm not pretty. Or you don't even say it, but you think it and you feel it. So you walk like a person that is not pretty, right? Your hand bowed down. When somebody says, you're beautiful, you're like, I'm not. You hide and you run away from these things because it's like, ow. It's not true, apparently. But is it really not true? And is it really not true? Is it really your belief? Like, you really think that you're not smart? For real? Like, really? Like, you just wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, good morning, Elizabeth. Remember that you're not smart, okay? Really? Like, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think maybe we should stop hiding. And then downplays or ignores their positive qualities. Downplays or ignores their positive qualities. So downplaying your positive quality, ladies and gentlemen, somebody telling you that you look nice and you say, oh, this dress is old. Nobody asked you how old the dress is. You are downplaying it. Or somebody says, you look beautiful, and you pretend you didn't hear them. Why are you pretending you heard them? You know you heard them. Why are you pretending that you didn't hear them? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. If you have just joined us on our live, we are doing the most out here. We are talking about confidence. We are talking about confidence because we have to talk about confidence. The end of the day, confidence. Eh? Confidence is not good, it's not bad, it's just confidence. Confidence stands by itself. It is up to you to choose what you're going to use your confidence for, because you are born with this confidence. You have it. You have the confidence, because if you didn't have confidence, you would never get out of your house, because the world is too cruel. Eh? It's too cruel for you to just apparently not wear vele. And so you downplay your positive qualities. For example, you are really, really great. I saw on social media, there's this girl that does tiling, like utailsa, aturamu tailsa. But she also has a thing about her that she utails 1 hour shiriman. Like, yeah. 1 hour yokushiku ningange, yote uningenge, yota turapuni mange, like, wow, mwah. But then you find in the comment section, somebody says, like, yeah, girls are not supposed to be tiling. And why do you want to tile? Go give birth to children. And they say all these kinds of things, right? And what is beautiful is that she acknowledges the fact that this is a positive quality. It's positive. Even if it's not positive for you, it's positive for me. I like it. I matter. And that is what it is. So it's a hectic one there. But don't ignore the positive qualities about you. You cannot be 100% the way you want. Not unless, like, you have some cash for plastic surgery. Because we all have our thing. Some people are bothered by their gray hair. Like, gray hair. Some people are bothered by their gray hair and some people embrace it. You know, and if you had a way, you would just take it all out and just make sure that it grows back black and, right? But somebody else sees that as a positive quality. So there are nice things about you. Don't downplay them. Don't make them seem small. Don't make it seem like you knowing how to tile in this modern day and age, in this dog-eat-dog world, in this man's world. This is a man's world! Hey, in this man's world, and you know how to do tiles, and you are a girl, and you want to downplay it as if it is. No, but everybody, no. We all don't know how to do tiles. And you are doing a brilliant job. You are doing great. If in case nobody told you, you are amazing. How? You are amazing. And do you know how I know? It's because me, I only chill with amazings. And the next one is judge yourself to be inferior in front of your peers. So now the peers are the people that you hang out with. The peers are the people that you are with. The peers are the ones that I almost said your peer pressure. your peers are your people. If you are in a space where you feel like everybody that you are with is better than you, then the question is, have they ever made you feel, not just feel, because sometimes our emotions lie. Have they ever said anything to make you feel that? Have they ever put you in a position to make you feel that? Because sometimes, right, we judge ourselves to be inferior because we have conformed to what that group has put up in place, and we have conformed to the rules and the regulations of the setting. And sometimes the rules and the regulations of the setting are some things that are not necessarily in favor of us. So ask yourself, if I feel that everybody in my peer group is superior, everybody is doing better than me, everybody is successful, everybody is what, right? Ask yourself if they have ever made you feel that way. And if your answer is no, then ask yourself, why do you feel that way? And if your answer is, because everybody is driving and I'm not driving, then work on driving. It's not like natives moved. Yeah, but I will not have a car, but you will know how to drive a car. Is that not a skill? So now you don't have to beat yourself up the whole time. You can also just, you manifest it. Some of us, we are sitting here feeling, other kids they are having, but we are not moving towards the lives that we want. We are sitting stagnant in one place and we are not even allowing ourselves to dream of the lives that we want. We are just here. Why? Because they are superior. Are they really? Or is this something that you told yourself? You don't lack confidence. And confidence is not something that you go and pick up outside. It is you. Confidence is who you are right now. Because with all the trials and tribulations that you are facing, and I will say this over and over again until you get it, with all the trials and tribulations that you are facing, you are still here. Good evening.
Demetria.
Yes.
If no one had confidence, we would not wake up.
Exactly! If no one had confidence, we would not wake up in the morning.
Confidence is that thing that takes us to bed confidently knowing that we'll wake up tomorrow.
Yeah. Again, speak more, please.
But the thing with confidence, right, it's like it cuts both sides.
Yeah.
It's a double-edged sword. So when one has confidence, right, and you keep doing a certain something confidently,
mm-hmm.
you tend to become reluctant and you don't go over the fine print anymore, like, how am I going to scam these people? This is how I locate them.
Mm-hmm.
So you become relaxed because of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You have done this thing so many times that now you're confident that you can do it without preparation anymore.
And that's also, I think that is also where we lose the praise for the things that we do, because it's not extraordinary anymore. It's routine. It's not extraordinary anymore. It becomes routine. And then we don't see the beauty in it anymore because now we can do it. It's the same way as excitement over a child that learns how to walk today. We are excited. Then tomorrow, it's let's go.
Mm-hmm. But what it's supposed to be is that every day your child wakes up, you tell them that, oh, I am grateful that you got up and you are still walking.
Wonderful.
So we don't check on ourselves to self-reflect, like, on all these things that we have achieved confidently. Hence, when you see your achievements that you have attained through your confidence, you will want to better them.
Polish.
Then people will not be studying for PhDs because I got my certificate confidently and that was that.
Yeah.
So now you have to move on to a degree, then a master's and so forth. So we need to keep polishing all the good things that we do confidently.
All the good things that we know are good for us.
That we know are good for us.
But if you want to be a criminal?
I really didn't want to touch on the criminal aspect.
Fine, okay. You don't have to. You said it with confidence.
Nah.
Yes.
Confidence is good when kept in check, you know?
Mm.
Confidence is good when it's balanced. Because we can leave over into overconfidence. Have you ever seen an overconfident person, Demetrius?
Yeah, I don't even think that overconfident is the actual word, because they leap into arrogance.
Yeah, no, but overconfidence is, let me give an example. It's one guy that goes to training to get a certain job, but because of his profession, what he's known for,
yeah,
he's known to be a very active person, you know, able-bodied. With these newcomers that are also hungry for work, you know. And this guy came and he's having a white towel, you know, it's push-ups and sit-ups. It's police training, just the basics first, just to quickly check out the ones that really are, no, don't waste the government's money.
Yeah.
So this guy is coming with a white towel, laying there on the ground, you know.
Confidently.
This guy is losing, man, because the other people, they came with hunger, not to this arrogant confidence. They came
they are fighting, my dear.
You are looking at this person, this other person that is having hunger. No? This person doesn't look like he ever walked into a gym or ever done an exercise.
No? In his life.
He's going down, up and down for those push-ups. It's 10, then it's 20, 30, non-stop. It's 40, it's 50. Ah, that is confidence.
Yeah, that's confidence.
To this place, confidently. And we lose out on many opportunities because we lose focus of our confidence. And we lose the people that matter to us because we're not confident in ourselves, you know. You are in a relationship, but when you look at yourself, you're like, oh, I'm in one dog, and I'm in a dog.
Not too passive. And I'm going to talk to you and we piano, bro. Like, what you mean? In a mip, eh? And where we pin there, no nesh, what are ne?
Go, no pumbo, go, we're going to meet there, can go no confidence again. Even if you wanted me, your confidence, your lack of confidence.
I was asking the question of the pilot. Would you get in that guy's plane? Did you hear the part of the pilot? Must I recap?
Show me, and I heard the pilot, but I did not hear the beginning of it.
All right. So you are sitting in a plane, and you're waiting to go to Cape Town, right?
Uh-huh.
And for some odd reason, the pilot gets in last.
Uh-huh.
We don't know. Maybe it's the protocol of the plane. We don't know because we don't have an airline anyway. So sorry, too soon. Okay, too soon. So, so the pilot gets in, and then he stands at the cockpit, and he is now addressing you guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, hello, my name is Abraham, and, I'm your pilot, ne? And I hope we get to Cape Town safe. And I hope everybody will enjoy their flight today. Or maybe we will have turbulence. Okay, bye.
Because it's raining heavily.
And
but I will try my best. Ne?
But I will try my best. Ha! Are you getting in?
Oh.
Are you allowing him to fly you?
No, I'm not going.
Why?
Because that guy is not speaking confidently.
That guy. I hope. Hey, oh.
Demetrius.
Yeah.
You go into a boardroom, right?
Yeah.
And boardrooms are places that were set up to go discuss the way forward to make money.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm going there and I'm seated in this guy that's standing or this lady that's standing there, presenting his or her proposal.
Yeah.
And keeps looking back into papers, having papers in
20 papers. Reading. Just says, hold on. Just hold on, sir. Is, like, yeah.
What is that thing called again? Yeah, that one. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, they people are serious and they are confident with their money.
And
no
their
one is,
abilities.
Yeah, no one is going to waste their time to continue listening. You will be stopped there like, you know what? I don't think you are ready. I don't think you are at the right place.
I don't think you're prepared.
Yeah. No, they don't even want you to come back. Because then, I don't think you are prepared means like you need to go prepare and then they must still come listen because time
is... And also, that means you didn't take the time to prepare, so you don't value this.
Exactly. There are some things in life that just have one chance.
Yeah.
So, if you go to a place, you go into a relationship, you go into a car, you know, you're a young girl, you're not confident, you know, you anything you do from the moment, even when in bed, and you are going to bed, you're uncertain. You will not sleep because you'll just be in thought there. But if you go to bed confident, like, I'm going to have a good night's rest tonight.
And I can't wait for tomorrow.
It shall be so.
Because you have faith in yourself and your ability to sleep properly so you don't kill yourself in your nights in sleeping.
If you don't have that, you will be tossing and turning in that bed. You'll see it's already becoming a bit light. You can already hear the CIS outside. The memes who are going to work confidently.
The 4 a.m.s.
They are up already. They are at work already. So confidence is very much needed. But we need to balance it so we push the confidence where we know it is really needed. Not in these broad daylight robberies or nighttime robberies, you know?
Yeah. But I also think that we need to praise our people. And we need to make people understand that they are already walking in confidence. Their whole entire existence is already confidence. So all you have to do is look at how you handle everything, right? And know that you are already 10 steps ahead. If you can trust in your ability, whatever your ability should be, right? For whatever situation, then if you can trust it or you can polish it in such a way that you now trust it, that's confidence. Right. Because no matter how anxious you are and afraid that you are, right? You might not be able to speak rhymes and all of that. But the minute somebody says, okay, what is trajectory? You got this. You're like, no, trajectory is blah, 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 because you have the ability. Now,
You are correct. I almost added something to the end of that sentence because
I'm
very confident.
Very confident.
So, the matriarch, there is something that plays on TV, real life documentary or show about, you know, swapping phones, you know?
Yeah.
I think I have shared with you, you know? I think you are aware of what I am talking about.
Yeah.
And I would like to ask that, what have you seen from people who are about to swap phones, their reactions, you know? Is confidence, does confidence play a role there? Have you seen confidence in there?
All right.
When people are switching phones?
You are taking long to ask the question. Yes, I saw it. Can I answer? Mm-hmm.
You may.
All right. So, the one that is not cheating.
Hold on.
Yes.
Maybe you can just say what you're talking about.
We're talking about the swapping of phones, the thing of the swapping of phones. It's a partner,
it's people in a relationship, and some guy or some girl runs from wherever they are running from, and they're like, "Hey guys, so let's do a loyalty test." You know, like, you guys trust each other, right? How long are you guys together? 5 years. They all speak with confidence. 5 years. Like, whoa. Like, feisty. We're expecting expecting monogamy. Mm. Do you love him? Yes, I just like the crazy stuff that he does. Hey, hey. And you? Yeah, I'm a little crazy, you know. He's like, whoa. They must have some dangerous coitus life out there, but okay. The thing that I've noticed about that activity in particular is that the one that is cheating is not confident in the phone going. The one that is cheating is very confident. There's nothing because I'm not doing anything.
The one that's not cheating.
Mm-hmm. The one that's not cheating is very confident that in their ability to love you properly according to your relationship agreement. Your relationship agreement states that you must be monogamous, and they are upholding that contract. Uh-huh. It's you that's in breach of contract. Now, the person that's in breach of contract is sweating. Like, why are you sweating? It's winter.
Confidence out of the window.
Confidence, because the 5 years were said with a lot of confidence.
Yeah. So, in relationship, confidence sticks its head. At work, confidence sticks its head out. You lose your job if you are not confident, because the bosses can see, like, this person is not confident, even when they are saying, "Good evening, ELFM.
Hello." You know?
Your sleep will not be nice. Your life will not be okay.
Be sure of yourself and in your ability. So if you are not sure of yourself and your abilities, right, the problem is not confidence. The problem is your abilities. Maybe you should work on your abilities so that confidence comes naturally because you are sure of your abilities. If you are able to drink beer properly, right, then trust yourself that when you go to the brewery, you're going to drink the beer.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask, how are you still going to continue on confidence, or was today the last lesson?
Tomorrow will be my last lesson. I'll be doing an hour of confidence. We still have to touch base on signs of low self-esteem and then how to boost our confidence without the telltale signs, you know. We're still going to do that for the first hour of our Wednesday, because we have Can We Fix It Wednesdays. So Can We Fix It Wednesdays are the Wednesdays that people are allowed to come in with the conversations that they would like to talk about, and we address the elephant in the room. But initially, I'm going to wrap it up tomorrow.
Okay, because I see we have run out of time. I am pretending now like I'm the presenter.
I say we have run out of time. Like, yeah, confidence. Yeah? Confidence.
So, and there's still some information that I have that I would love to share.
No problem.
Can we fix it?
No problem. You can be my co-host for tomorrow.
Not a problem.
Waza waza. Thank you so much, Mr. Confidence.
Thank you. I'll do it confidently.
Oh, because I trust in my abilities.
Oh, you know.
Because I wake up every day and I'm still here. That's confidence. Because, whoa.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know, my dear. If you know, you know.
If you don't know, drink water.
Cool. All right. Thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure.
Au revoir. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, hello. Welcome. Hi. Not even welcome. Goodbye. Ladies and gentlemen, I bid you guys farewell. I'm saying goodbye to you because we have come to the end of our show tonight. Here we have watching from UK vibes. You know what? Let us give a shout out to Hilma. Let us give a shout out to Augustinius. Let us give a shout out to Caroline. Let us give a shout out to Simon. Let us give a shout out to Levim. Let us give a shout out to Agrippina. Let us give a shout out to Messi. Let us give a shout out to Keshu. Let us give a shout out again to Messi. Hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining us on our Facebook Live, my beloved viewers. We don't really do these Facebook things in the night, but We are fine. Confidence. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I bid you guys farewell. I love you forever and a day. And please stay tuned to Eagle FM as we proceed with our evening plans.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Olio mnangeshefa nohara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enyamukuru olongaha. Ninge kwatafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konorahita tu natu, mbali oheta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of free.